Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Is to distract you, is to deceive you. These are the things that he used to make us waste our time. I like what the scripture says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Well, I tell you, we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. I just simply told you what he tries to do. He tries to deceive you, and then if he can't deceive you, he will distract you. And man, I'm telling you, I see so many Christian folks distracted. I mean, even when I attend the house of God, I see them on their cell phones. I see them looking out the window. I see them walking here and walking there. So distracted and not looking for Christ. You know, even when we're outside, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, if we simply look up into heaven and see the glory of God, the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. But we're so busy with our heads down and distracted and not seeing the beauty of the Lord. I want you to think for a second. When you see people on their cell phones, what are they doing? Their heads down and they're distracted. Me and my son was driving somewhere the other day. He said, "Dad, look at there, look at there." It was an old lady on the phone on the highway going 70 miles per hour with her head down looking at a cell phone. I don't know about you, but that's a scary sight. But we're distracted. There's so many accidents happening because they're distracted. And whenever you're distracted, it leads to death. I'm telling you, Christian friends, is that you need to not be ignorant of Satan's devices. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5 that three ways that Satan tries to attack you: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. So we're talking about priorities here. There's one other scripture and I want to get to here, is Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 12. Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 12, and we're almost done. And that knowing, oh man, here we go. I mean, we should know. And that knowing the time, that now is high time, listen to this, to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Good Lord Almighty, what a verse, so powerful. It tells us that we should know the time. Why should we know the time? He told us the time. So if we are in God's Word, we know the time that it's high time and our salvation is nearer than when we believe. Yeah, we've been talking about Christ is coming, Christ is coming, but now it's closer than when we have believed. And I like what it says, we need to awake out of sleep. I'm telling you, Christian friends, a lot of us are still asleep. We are still asleep to the deceptions of this world. We are still asleep and not believing the full counsel of God. He tells us to awake. I'm telling you, so many of us are asleep. But when God wakes us up, we need to stay woke up. Because why? Our salvation is near. You know, there's a scripture that talks about Jesus Christ coming as a thief in the night. We love to quote that. But if you keep reading that, it comes as a thief for the night for those that are not ready.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.